Well, our money man Peter Switzer is with us, and Switz, the big question today is around tradies and the jab and whether or not it's fair to say to tradies in those 9 LGAs of concern, you can only travel outside the area to go to work if you've received the vaccine in some way, shape or form. Good morning to you, Switz.
Yeah, hi, Ben. And what is actually happening now is that it's like that old Moving Pictures song, What About Me? A lot of businesses are saying, okay, Gladys is saying if a construction worker's got 2 jabs, they can go back to work. 1 jab 3 weeks ago, they can go back to work. 1 jab under 3 weeks, get a test. No jab, no job. Now, okay, if that's going to be the rules, I'm sure hairdressers are saying, well, I'm fully vaccinated. My whole staff are fully vaccinated. I can tell my customer base we're fully vaccinated. Why can't we do it? And big business is actually saying, what about vaccine passports? People have had the double jab. They should be able to go back to work. In the USA, Ben, things are getting really hot over there. United Airlines have basically told their 120 workers, no jab, no job. And I think pressure is going to build in Australia for that kind of, you know, even-handed treatment, even though it'd be a lot tougher than a lot of people expected. But some Liberal politicians are going against Gladys and saying, we don't agree with this, you know, no jab, no job. But I think it's going to be a really big debate that businesses are going to force.
Yeah, the politician who's leading the charge against it is the Western Sydney Liberal MP, Tanya Davies, but she's found some support from the Corrections Minister, Anthony Roberts, who says anyone who doesn't get vaccinated for a disease is an idiot. However, I believe that people have the right not to get vaccinated. So this will become the next debate, no jab, no job. What are the markets doing, Switz?
Yeah, well, the Dow was up 144 points. They got a very good job number over in the US, much bigger than expected, 35,208, the Dow Jones. And the Aussie dollar is 73.6 US cents.
You have a good day. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
Peter Switzer from switzer.com.au.